How are the Eagles going to go before we get our next guest
West
on?
West Coast will be a contender for the top four. I'm liking what I'm seeing with some of their training. I know we get carried away with some of your summer observations, but very slick with some of their use. They look very fit. A big batch on the track. Very few doing the rehab work. That's impressive. That's important. They're a top four contender.
Brad Shepherd, are you fit? How are you, mate? Welcome.
G'day, boys. Thanks for having me. I'm fit, Carl.
You are good. You've been doing all the pre-season?
Yeah, mate. I've got through majority of the pre-season so far. So, I'm in good shape. So, hopefully, it puts me in good stead going forward.
What have they put you through, mate, in this pre-season? How hard has it been, say, compared to a few? Because you've done a few now.
Yeah. Gone in my eighth season now. So, I've done a couple of pre-seasons now. You know, the pre-Christmas phase is all about the conditioning work, getting miles in the legs. And, you know, the last couple of weeks really ramped up the competitive work and match simulation drill. So, yeah, the next month of footy is going to, for us in the pre-season, is really going to be powered towards getting ready for the NAB Cup and in-season.
Brad, Kim Hagdon here. Just expand slightly, if you can, without putting you too much on the spot, with what has been a priority in your training, and especially your match simulation, as you say. What's been a priority that the coach and coaching staff have asked you boys to work on?
Yeah, one of the big things is, our skill level, just keep improving, our ball use and, not only our side, but the competition now, sides are moving the ball really quick from the back line and in transition. So that's been a focus for us and, on turnovers, move the ball quick and, effectively.
And on that, again, putting you on the spot a bit, because I think there's going to be a bit of emotion. Certainly I'm going to follow the continued comeback from Eric McKenzie. In those match simulations, what sort of duties is Eric McKenzie taking on in and around the main defender's role?
Yeah, well, we've split the squad up in half, so they're mixed sides at the moment. So Eric's he's playing, as a key defender down there, and he's doing a great job. He's had a great pre-season so far, so he's settling down in the system, and he's giving himself the best chance possible, obviously to play in the NAB Cup, and hopefully that can translate to him having a great year in the West Coast side.
Shep, one thing that Adam Simpson did tell us this week on 6BR is that not all of the big key defenders can play in the same team. So with Barras and with Schofield and with McKenzie and with McGovern, the pressure is on, and external pressure on a team helps team performance.
It does. We're quite fortunate to have four quality tools in our side, and all they've played great footy at the AFL level. So, the competition for spots is going to be high, and that's what you need if you're going to be, a contender. You need to have spots, pressure for spots across all lines. So, I think it's going to go down to the matchups, the sides are playing, and also form. So, it's going to keep blokes accountable anyway.
And whether you like it or not, you've moved into that bracket of being able to play above your height range as well in the last couple of years. You've played your best and most effective footy quite often against players who are bigger and bulkier than you.
Yeah, it's something that I've had to adapt to in 2015. I don't mind the challenge playing blokes bigger than me. You want to be versatile down there, because the way the game's played now, there's no one specific matchup. So to be able to play on talls and smalls is something, I've tried to incorporate into my game.
For you to touch on 2015, Brad Shepherd, you must have actually read my list of questions. You were one of only five Eagles players that played all 25 games in 2015, a grand final year, and then all 23 last year. And as Carl's touched on, we saw you evolve through that period for lots of different reasons. Which was your better season, 2015 or 2016?
Oh, right. I'll probably say 2015 was probably my best year. I probably consolidated a bit last year, but, the rise from the previous years to where I got to in 2015 was the sharpest. And it stagnated last year, so I'm looking to, improve again and, become, a premier backman in, one of the premier backmen in the competition. So that's my goal going forward for this year.
So as a goal, can you actually quantify that, or is that just fairly generic? You just want to keep getting better?
Yeah, well, there's parts of the game that, you know, I want to improve on. And, you know, I feel like we talk about the player autonomy we've done this pre-season. So I've identified a few areas where I want to work on, and which will help me become a better player and, more importantly, you know, be more valuable for the team.
I want to throw some names at you. Sam Mitchell?
Yeah, absolute gun.
And
absolute gun. Yep.
His presence and the man that you've gotten to know in the last couple of months?
Yeah, he's been great for the group. His leadership off the field and understanding of the game. He's of that high ilk, and, you know, he's really added a lot on and off the field. So, you know, to be able to learn off him and train alongside him has been very enjoyable.
Drew Petrie?
Yeah, Drew's been another one who's been standing out this pre-season. You know, he's really thriving on the work and very diligent what he does throughout the club and his recovery, and, you know, he's really set an example. And, you know, starting to get into competitive work now, and that's when we see Drew shine.
Now, you've got he, you've got Vardy, you've got Jonathan Giles, you've got the other two injured who would probably be in the frame as well, Nat Nui and Lysett. So who's been, say, setting the track on fire so far in this contested work that you've just gotten into?
Yeah, it's tough. I think Vardy has just been sidelined for the last week. Is that I'm not sure what he's got, but he's been sidelined. But prior to that, all three of them have been pretty much all equal. They all had great pre-seasons to date. So I think the biggest one is going to be in the NAB Cup and pretty much who's in form and will get the nod to play round one, knowing that Scotty will be coming back, probably say, the first quarter of the season. So, yeah, it's pretty much just who's in form and who takes the opportunity.
One final one from me, Brad. Have you guys just this last week or 10 days concluded probably the heaviest training load of the whole summer, that it eases off now after next week's Australia Day break?
Yeah, it's, I agree with that point there. Last 2 weeks, probably last week, so they've really ramped up. Knowing that our first pre-season NAB one is the 18th of February, so, you know, it's quite a sharp jump from now to then. So, a lot of boys, you know, were feeling pretty sore over the weekend and over the next week because they've made that jump into the competitive work, and, you know, you get the footy fitness, which you don't really get when you're running and chasing that white line around the track. But, so all the boys are in good stead. We're in that heavy training block now, so it's fingers crossed everyone can get through and, you know, be available for the NAB games.
Putting you on the spot for one final time, is there any one or sort of two or three guys that have really impressed you, Brad Shepherd, from watching the drills where you thought, wow, he's having a really good summer?
Yes, there has been a couple. I think Jack Darling is really stepped up this pre-season. He's looking strong and he's attacking the footy and he's in a really good headspace. So, you know, Jack's one that comes to mind. The promising young bloke coming through, Matthew Allen, he came back in ripping shape and has really continued that throughout January. So, you know, and throughout the whole squad, I think everyone's improved from where they were, where they left the club in September last year. So hopefully that all points to good signs and hopefully a good year.
Did losing that final sting some of you blokes? Give you a bit real kick in the guts?
Absolutely, yeah. Any time you make it to the finals, you want to make the most of it and go as deep as possible. So, really, to play the way we played, it really did sting because, you know, we didn't play our best football. If we played our best football and got beaten, well, all credit to go to the Bulldogs. But, we really got beaten out of our own game that night.
Good to see Married Life is doing Jack Darling well, by the sounds of it, Shep. There might be something in that for you. And just last one from me, who's going to be named captain this week?
For us, you'd think Shannon Hearn. I think Shannon Hearn will be... I've got no reason to believe he wouldn't take the charge again. Since taking over, he's really improved his leadership and... it's really helped develop the boys around him. So I'll be surprised if old bunger doesn't get the nod again.
Thanks for your time this morning, mate. Appreciate it.
Good on you, Brad.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.